The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing the man and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, Jesus' fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. The people of Israel at Jesus' time had teachers and experts, the scribes and Pharisees, people who claimed authority and others who were given authority. If you check the dictionary, whichever version you use, it's going to be a similar answer. What is a figure of authority? It is an individual cited or appealed to as an expert, or a power to influence or command thought, opinion, or behavior, or a convincing force. The unclean spirit we hear about in the gospel knows who Jesus is, and it is a spiritual recognition of him as the Holy One of God, which is an expression. This Holy One of God is an expression used only three times in the Gospels, once in Mark, once in John, and once in Luke. So it's quite rare as a title or a reference to Jesus. So because it's rare, it's especially significant. The unclean spirit acknowledges Jesus' authority. When the people witnessed Jesus teach and then cast out this evil spirit, the people were all astounded and amazed. This account of Jesus' teaching and healing that we just heard would have been something that they have never seen before. Jesus accomplishing, doing things that people normally don't or can't do. There was a supernatural mystery and wonder about some of these things that Jesus was accomplishing during his public ministry. Because we know that he is God, and God can do all things. We also know that Jesus came and taught and acted with the authority that only God can have. That degree of authority. That authority and that power was veiled by his humanity, but was always present and is always present because Jesus is truly God and truly man. This account of Jesus' teaching and healing that we just heard is the first recorded miracle of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, an exorcism. After beginning his public ministry, Mark wastes no time in getting to the meaty, the juicy, the exciting stuff about describing who Jesus truly is. He jumps straight to the purpose of the gospel, of why he's writing this particular book. And this passage begins halfway through the very first chapter of Mark. Mark stresses Jesus' role as teacher and preacher. This account is his first healing within the Gospel of Mark, and it follows his baptism and his personal temptations in the desert, and is part of the beginnings of his time preaching in Galilee. And also it follows immediately after the calling of the first apostles. The very first sentence, the very next sentence after James and John choose to follow Jesus, is that they go to Capernaum and join the people in the synagogue within a few days of arriving on the following Sabbath. Jesus' teaching with authority is noticeably different from the style and quality of the teaching of the scribes that the people would be familiar with. The scribes still were an authority figure in their community, in the system of culture and also the religious system as well. Jesus was markedly different than the scribes. He taught in an astounding new way, a way that caught attention. St. Bede points out that while the scribes taught strictly from the law, Jesus, as the God and Lord of Moses, who gave the people the law from God, by his own will, Jesus freely added or adjusted what was found in the ancient law because it was his right. Jesus is God, is the giver of the law, so that he has the authority to present it, to offer it, to teach it in the way that is best for the people. And how does he offer this new teaching? Both through his words, which were captivating, and also his actions, his deeds, which were astounding. His deeds of healing and love and reaching and touching, the laying on of hands, and his modeling about how to act compassionately and also patiently with those who need his salvation and what he is offering. Jesus teaches on behalf of God the Father, and this is unique. God speaks to Moses, promising a prophet for the people. We hear this in our first reading. A prophet with God's words in his mouth, speaking obediently and without leaving anything God desires out. A prophet who will be listened to. How do we now, today, learn about Jesus' teaching and learn from Jesus' teaching? How do we experience him as a teacher in our everyday life, in our life of faith? These days, primarily from the Gospels is where we learn from Jesus, where we encounter his words and actions. The narrative of Jesus and his life is found in the Gospels. But we also learn from Jesus through more than just the scriptural account. We learn from Jesus through our relationship with him, through his desire to reach out to us and change our lives, to draw us towards renewal or repentance and conversion, towards holiness and discipleship. His words, the words of Scripture, are living words. If we open our hearts to them, they will be a little different every time we encounter them. They could be a little deeper each time. They could stand out or affect us or offer us a new perspective or reach out to us in a way that we need them to, because every time we approach the words of Christ, every time we approach Scripture, we are different people. When you hear them or read them, when we encounter the teaching of Jesus in word and action, are you astounded? Do they make you excited? Are you amazed at what you read and what you receive through the Gospels? If not, maybe you need to look again. Try again. You are different in subtle ways than the last time that you looked at a particular gospel or the Bible or a passage. Even if you looked at this particular passage yesterday, today is a new day, and it has the ability to speak to you in a fresh and new way, in a way that you might need today. Let us again look at Jesus in the ways that he offers himself to us, to be open to learning something new, something more, something amazing, something astounding each time. Let the Holy Spirit open the scripture for us so that Jesus might enter our lives through the sacred word. He is the eternal word who gives us words of life. Let us continue to allow Jesus to teach us in a way that is different, more powerful, and with more authority than our other teachers that we have in our life.